You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of July, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki and joined online today by Gregory Spahn, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, Joe.
Well, let's talk about some pretty soggy weather this past week. What's this latest weather pattern we're in these days?
So after enjoying that long period of drier weather, it does look like we've moved back into a more wet, more active, more rain-filled weather pattern. Last week, especially over the past couple of days, we had a system move into the Panhandle. It brought some pretty good rains to southeast Alaska. Nothing record-breaking, but we did see a landslide in Craig. And I believe that Petersburg in particular has seen about 2.09 inches as of our co-op site from the 6th of July through today.
Okay,
Wednesday the 13th.
So over the past week, and you said that's nothing record-setting at this point.
That's nothing record-setting, no. It's definitely noteworthy, especially given that we, you know, went from extended periods of dry weather right back into the active rainy pattern. But as we get through the rest of summer and we start looking more towards fall, and then, yes, eventually winter, we're going to see a whole lot more precipitation ahead of us.
Okay, well, what's coming up in the shorter term for the rest of the week?
Shorter term, the system that gave us all the recent precipitation is leaving the Panhandle. However, we have another system right on its heels that will be arriving and mainly impacting the southern Panhandle by and large, so the southern half of the area, and that will arrive later on Wednesday and linger through the end of the current week. So Petersburg is pretty close to the edge of that system, so Petersburg won't get as much rain we're expected from that as places like, say, Ketchikan or Kluwak. But there will still be chances of precip through the end of the week. Beyond that, the weekend might not be too bad. I'm not going to promise sunshine, but we are looking at the chances of some lower precip totals and lower precip chances through much of the weekend as this next system we were talking about moves out. But then as we head on into Sunday and Monday, still another system looks like it's going to arrive into the Panhandle. So once again, we're entering a more active pattern, more rain-filled, and instead of having these long stretches of clearing skies and sunny and warm weather, it's going to be having these short breaks, perhaps short breaks for lucky, between systems as they arrive.
And some of those bringing in some pretty good winds, it seems like, too.
Yes, pretty good winds. Understandably enough, we're not yet in fall yet, per se, so we aren't necessarily experiencing the full power of storm season, but some stronger winds are a possibility, especially over the inner channels and the outer coastal waters. So just keep that in mind, especially if you might have marine interests or you might be planning to go out boating anytime in the near future.
Anything else to know for this week?
For this week, temperature-wise, after enjoying those really warm temperatures a few weeks ago, the really warm temperatures are not coming back in the near future. We're looking at high temperatures hanging in the 60s, low temperatures in the 50s, maybe even in a couple places in the upper 40s through the next week or two, it looks like. The warm weather is not... If you're a fan of the warm weather, it will not be back in the immediate future.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Gregory.
Absolutely.